The Montgomery County Board of Supervisors delay action on proposed budget and finance position. Chair of the board, Charla Schmid, tells us more following the Tuesday, June 16th meeting.
Auditor to present information and data for the creation of a part-time budget finance director position up to 30 hours per week.
Yeah, and so there was this was a very long discussion.
Yes.
A lot of discussion on this, and
Contentious at times?
There was contention at times, yes.
Yeah.
Jill did put together some good information here for us. Employee hours that we spend in overtime, and then, you know, like the overtime, she doesn't get overtime,
mm-hmm.
you know, as an elected official, so the hours that she puts in, and also that kind of relates back to things that the auditor needs done, things that have to be done for the county and reports and stuff like that, not just for the auditor, but also for the treasurer. And so anyway, she put together a categorized summary here that shows things that are statutory under Iowa code, things that are not that they do. So anyway, it was a very good discussion, a lot of good. I thought it was good because we kind of laid everything out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And every board member had an opportunity to speak. And so I thought it was very good. It was a very good. So what we decided is there's some things, some other counties that a couple of us supervisors are going to contact. We want to find out from them that they have these positions and what that position does, what they pay them. You know, how does the process work with mm-hmm. that? And so that we have some more information to come back with. We decided to wait 2 weeks because Mark Peterson can't physically be there right now,
mm-hmm.
but he will be there in 2 weeks. And so the board said, you know, yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll wait and then we'll take it up in 2 weeks.
So there was no action taken.
No action taken. A lot of good discussion.
So I do have a question, though.
Okay.
Resolution 26-27 is to create a part-time budget finance human resource director position. Item number two, Resolution 26-28 is to create a part-time budget finance and human resource clerk position. Are we creating two positions?
No. The county, she had talked with the county attorney, and he suggested that we have two resolutions, because if you can't find, what person are you going to find for this position? Are you going to find one that could actually be a director? You have to have certain credentials, you know, in order to actually be a director, as opposed to being a clerk. So his suggestion was to just have the two resolutions, and the person, if you put the job ad out there, the person that you receive and interview, which one would they fit into?
Yeah.
Would they be a resource clerk position or would they be a director position?
Is there a difference in pay between those two? Or
there would definitely be.
Have you talked about how much the pay rate would be for either of these at this point?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, not really. We haven't talked about it because there's some things that we were still, you know, looking. You know, okay, say a clerk to a mid-level duties, average base pay, and this is like in Iowa, mm-hmm. in counties,
sure.
would be $22 an hour. And then if you're at a higher level, it would be like $45 an hour. So
up to 30 hours.
Right, exactly. But, you know, none of that, that's down to the nitty-gritty, and we haven't gotten down to that yet.
The Montgomery County Board of Supervisors delay action on the proposed budget and finance position that will come back on the agenda for consideration at the Tuesday, June 30th meeting of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. We do want to say thank you to Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charla Schmid, for her time and that information.